There is now compelling research evidence that CBD is an option worth considering. I have an attachment where I have summarized a number of studies specifically related to Parkinson's disease or Parkinson's symptoms that report that using CBD does in fact provide symptom relief. So I've now really gotten to the point of concluding that this is really an option worth considering. I've been following the possibility that this is a viable option since it really wasn't even legal in many United States. And what I began to receive back were reports that it appeared to be helping a variety and a diversity of symptoms. I thought, whoa, this is incredible. And then, of course, we always, as with any option, received some reports of individuals that said, well, I tried this particular CBD oil and it didn't help at all. What I realized was the evidence, and in fact, the very early evidence was that anyone trying CBD oil at a low concentration is going to be throwing their money down the toilet. The minimum concentration, according to the early study, was 300 milligrams. So what I realized was many people had heard perhaps a presentation by me or had just heard the talk that CBD oil was offering relief. And so they would go out to the store and they would see a CBD oil product and they would just take it off the shelf and purchase it. And yet the problem was that many of those products had low concentrations. Most of them were 25 milligrams. Again, that's not going to do you any good. You could probably take the whole bottle and still not really be able to celebrate any relief whatsoever. There's a second problem, as it turns out, with what happened to the industry. Once this was made legal in the United States, there were tons, and I think that's not an overstatement, of businesses that said, "Ooh, this is a way to make good money." So there are a lot of questionable companies that began to produce CBD oil. They would advertise, oh, this has 100 milligrams. And yet if you did laboratory testing, you would actually determine it had at best 10 milligrams. So the quality was questionable. Again, people were charging high prices for their CBD oil. Some of the bottles that had low concentrations were selling in the very beginning for $180, $90. Now the prices have gone down somewhat, but the problem still remains. The availability of high quality products that are laboratory tested is limited. I then have in this class a recommendation of a source that actually was recommended to me by a member of my Parkinson's recovery audience. This particular company is quite interesting in that they have laboratory testing, and they have formulated a patented CBD that actually includes the molecular composition of the original CBD oil. When it's manufactured with heat, it loses, as it turns out, one of the set of ingredients that are complementary to CBD oil itself. So in the end, what I'm suggesting is that the recommendation I have is to consider, if you're going to do CBD oil, getting it from this particular company. It's called CTFO. They are a company that is direct sales. And so in order to be able to purchase this, I signed up with the person who told me about it, and then you can sign up with me. There apparently are people who use this as a business. I can't tell you anything about what the business kind of configuration is. That really doesn't interest me. What does interest me is the fact that they do have a 450 milligram bottle that I think is the best price possible for the concentration and the fact that this is going to last you quite a while. It's called 1500 Pure 10X. So check out the link I've got here in this class. I take you directly to the page where you have several excellent videos. One of them is from Dr. Stephen Trobiani, who is actually a neurologist, and he's recommending CBD oil, believe it or not, as a neurologist, specifically for pain. If you look at the research, it does give support that it's helpful for pain, but many other symptoms, again, associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. So this is something I think that's worth considering, that I think offers the potential for suppressing symptoms at least temporarily. I can't say that in the long run it's something that can heal whatever might be causing the problem, but I think what it really, I think, does offer the possibility of is to provide some symptomatic relief over the short term, just like what medicines do. Now, the other reason I must tell you why I have confidence in this product is if you don't get the kind of relief that you were hoping to get, they do offer a 60-day refund. So you take your empty bottle, I mean, use the whole bottle. If you're not getting enough relief, then use more drops. You want to do a little experimentation to see, in fact, whether this CBD is going to help you or not. And if it doesn't, then you return the bottle, they'll give you a full 100% refund. So I'm suggesting this is a no cost choice, but it's a no risk choice. So CTFO, changing the future outcomes, is what those particular letters mean. It's a relatively new company, but again, they are entrepreneurial. They are always inventing new products. On the actual website, they've got a lot of many, many different products that are formulated with various kind of components. Some of them have CBD in them. But I just want to focus your attention on this 1510X Pure. I think that's the one, if you're going to take this as an option to consider, is the one to take it, purchase it, begin taking it. If the drops you're taking are not enough, then take more drops. And if it doesn't work, be sure to send it back for your full refund. So CBD oil, it's one of dozens of options that we've discovered really offer the potential for symptom relief, something to be seriously considered.